Jasmine.
Good evening.
Good evening, Hanok.
Did you enjoy this morning's class?
Oh, yeah. Great.
Was material you hadn't received or read before? You weren't aware of it, or you were?
I was. I mean,
you were aware of it.
Not really. It's something new, of course.
Okay.
But always adding a little bit to our knowledge.
Absolutely.
Which has to be put into practice.
Which has to be what?
Which has to be put into practice.
Yes. Yes. Please join me in saying the Anapako. Anapakola Gudula Chimincha Tati Serura Alephet Gimel Yutak Sadi. The letters of the month of Shvat, the Bet that created the planet Shabtai, the planet Saturn, and the Tzadi that created the constellation Dali, the astrological sign of Aquarius. Together, the Tzadi and the Bet have a gematria of 92, which we know is 91 plus the Kolel, and represents the unity of the physical and spiritual worlds. Kabel Rinat Amha Sagvenu Taharenu Nora Tufreshayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehuzha Kevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. Barchem Tacharen Rachame Sitkatcha Tamid Gamlein Betet Reish Tzadi Tav Kimmel Chasin Kadosh Berov Tucha Nael Adata Hefkufet Tet Nulayim Yachid Geyeh Lamcha Penei Zokrei Kiddushata Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Ku Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodeya Talumot Shin Kufav Tzadi Yud Tav. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. Now we will separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, Verachas the Emmet, Notzeches la lapim, Nasea won wafesha, the Chata'al de Nake. We're now going to read a verse from the Zohar that connects to the energy of certainty. It's a verse from the Parasha Yitro, Pasuk 29. And we'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud, Kud Shabarichu, Ishkinte, Bitkilu, Urchimu, Tkilu, Tkilu, Urchimu. Le'akta, L'shemim Yud, Hey, Bavav, Hey. B'yichuda, Shalim, B'shem, Chol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah. Lasok Torah Mitzvah. Vayhino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadeinu konenei aleinu maasei yadeinu konenehu. Rabbi Abba Amar deka amatar tanenan dekudsha perichu koma deaved leela witata kolaihu kishot biovada dikshot. Belayt lach mila bialma divae barnash ledach yaleya mineya ulam hagar beya kalana dehakulu ovada dikshot inun wikola yisirich bialma. The year 5778 has the energy of bowing to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses in the Tanakh that we study to connect to this energy. The first is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon, Vayichal, Vayavo, Hamelech Liroto, Vayomer Amnon, El Hamelech Havo, Natamar Achuti, Utlabev, Lene Shete Levivot, Pievre, Miada. The second verse that we study is from Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. Chatati odiacha va'awoni lo kisiti amarti ode ale peshai la'domnai ohe wahe ve'ata nasata. Awon chatati sela. The year 5777, the year of the goat, also has two verses that we study. First of these verses is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. So tzaduni katzipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to create Satzkiyah, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we're able to create Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to this energy of the goat is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. In concealed in this verse, you know, the letters Tafshin Ayin Zayin, which is the name of the year. And these letters are separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadebaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The year 5776, as the energy known as the pause that refreshes. There are two verses in this year that connects to this year's energy as well. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka Kohanim Ha'yulimat. Willo yak blu la hafshit et kol ha olot vayehaskun achechem halvim ad kilot am lacha viad yitkad shu hakohanim ki halvim yishre leval lehit kadesh me hakohanim. There are 25 words in this verse. When we take the first letter of each of these 25 words, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe Lalahe Wawawa Yolayo Alame Hey 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 Aka Rekaha. The next verse that we study is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. And that's still, it's the second verse connecting to the energy of the pause. Bitu ba'adonai yohewahe adead ki biya yohe adonai yohewahe. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing up death forever. There are three verses in the Tanakh that connects to this energy. The first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23 is the second of the verse three verses. Uru udu mikol hamachavoyam asher yitchabe sham v'shaltem elai el nachum v'chalakti yitchem v'chayayim yeshno Baretz v'ipasti oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Tegelo lanetzach yoved ro'av yom ru'ayom. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There is only one verse that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael undati b'shakan takta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla. Leonoto Kasher Barishona. We're now going to connect the 72 names of God. We do this by taking the letters of each name and utilizing their root vowel, say them out loud. Wahe wayo layo layo te ala me me he shi la la he aka aka hinta he zayo ala da la awa he he ya yo zala me be he he re yo he ko me la awa ka la yo la wa wa pe he la nu la ha yo 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 he la he 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 wa nu he ta nu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re a yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da a nu wi o he a me re he a yo yo za hey, 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 me yo ha, wa wa la yo la hey, sa a la a re yo, a shi la me yo hey, wa hey wa da nu yo, hey hey shi a me me, nu nu a nu yo ta, me be hey pe wa yo, nu me me yo yo la, hey re hey me tsa re. Wa me be yo he he a nu yo wa me he yo nu me nu be me nu ko a yo a he be wa we a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. There are three names in this chart that connect to the energy of the year 5778. Bowing to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. Name number 13 has the energy of heaven on earth. Name number 14 has the energy of building bridge of farewell to arms. And name number 30 has the energy of building bridges. And we learn from these connections to understand the concept that to bring heaven down to earth, we first have to remove the arms that people are in conflict with. And this is a way to bring peace on earth by building bridges between people. The 72 names from the Tzaddikim. We connect to in the same manner as we did the 72 names. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me ya yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me la la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he be he ka a ko me nu da a nu yo, he wa me re he a, yo he za, he shi he, me ka ha, wa wa la, yo yo he sa a la, a re yo al a la, me ta he wa da la yo he yo shi, a la me nu he a, nu wa ta, me la he pe a yo nu ka o me yo re la he pe he me za re wa he pe yo a he ala me ala wa me za yo da he pe me ta ko ala a he he wa La le hey yo yo may hey la yo may hey what may. This chart has one name that connects to the year of bowing to Hashem. It's the same letters, the same location, the same name. It's name number 30, building bridges, and it emphasizes by repeating itself this important aspect of building bridges, of reducing conflict among people. The tzaddikim who left this day, this is the seventh day of Shavuot, Rabbi David Biederman of Lelov, and he is the son of Rabbi Shlomo Tzvi, Rabbi Noson David Rabinovitz of Partsov, Rabbi Mordechai David Unger of Dombrov, Rabbi Yitzhak Aaron Siegel Itinga, Rabbi Yitzhak Aaron Siegel Itinga, Rabbi Mordechai David Levin, Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch, the son of the Baal Shem Tov, Rabbi Raphael Shlomo Lenayato, Rabbi Mordechai Yosef Lehner of Ishbitz, Rabbi Shalom Joseph Friedman of Hushyatkan, Rabbi Yosef Eliashivov, and the eighth verse of the Anabakoach we say in a whisper. Today's class is an essay by Rabbi Ashlag. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 16, the right-hand column. When you open up that landing page, please scroll to class number 33. Its title is Introduction to Panim Meirot Umashbriot. And we are going to start at section 18 because the last time we did this class, we ended it with class 17, which is in the handout number 32. So we're just continuing our classes from before, starting with the handout number 33, section 18. Does anybody have any questions before I start? This handout will have no written commentary by me because there's extensive commentary needed, and we will do it verbally. Section 18. Now we come to the heart of the matter and the mistake that concerned his leg. This tree of knowledge of good and evil was mixed with the vacant space, meaning with the gadlut form of reception, upon which the tzimtzum was implemented, and from which the Or Elyon, the upper light, departed. It has also been explained that Adam HaRishon did not have any of the gadlut form of reception in his structure, which extends from the vacant space. Instead, he extended solely from the system of Kedusha, concerning only with bestowal. These code words are not what you're used to hearing, so we need to take a minute and kind of walk through that. When the Tzimtzum took place, there was a creation, a formation of an empty space. But there is no empty space. Either the light will fill that space or the darkness, the negative system, will fill that space. Within that empty space, the negative system went in and filled it. And then, as part of that process, the tree of knowledge grew there in that empty space. This is the metaphor that's being explained here, that's being presented here. The Godloop form of reception is the desire to receive in order to share. And it's been explained, as this paragraph says, that Adam, the first Adam, did not have any Godloop form of reception. After the sin, he was only dealing with the desire to receive for oneself alone. But he was created from the system of Kedusha. So he was only concerned with sharing. And I realize what I've just said is a confusing statement. So let me try and explain it. When the upper light departs from the tzimtzum, or from the empty space, what comes in was the negative system. But Adam Arishon was created from the Kedusha system, the holy system. But he's now living in an environment of this empty space, which is connected to the tree of knowledge, good and evil, which is connected to the negative system. Continuing to read. It is written in the Zohar, in the Parasha of Kedoshim, that Adam HaRishon had nothing of this world. For this reason, the tree of knowledge was forbidden to him, as his root and the whole system of Kedusha are separated from the Sitra Achra, from the negative system, due to their disparity of form, which is the separation. It's only in the physical world that the Kedusha system and the negative system can meet and be in the same vessel. Anywhere else, in anywhere of the universe, they are not in the same vessel. They separate from each other. Thus, he too was commanded and wanted, warned about connecting to it, as thus he would be separated from his holy root and die like the Sitra Achra and the Klipot, which die due to their oppositeness and separation from Kedusha and the life of lives. Now you begin to get a hint to the desperation of the negative system, especially as we come to the end of times. The negative system is fighting for its life because it knows it will die. The only part of the negative system that will last will be the Satan himself, and he will be chained. He will be a new negative system, a new Satan, having gone through the the river of fire, the river Dinur. However, Satan, which is Samach Mem, the angel of death that was clothed in the serpent, came down and enticed Eve with deceit in its mouth. "You shall not surely die," it said to her. It is known that any lie does not stand if it is not preceded by words of truth. Hence it started with a true word and revealed the purpose of creation to her, which it came only to correct that tree, meaning to invert the great vessels of reception to the side of the stole. The purpose of creation is to take this negative energy called desire to receive and transforms it into a desire to receive in order to share. This is the purpose of creation. What is the effect of that learning to share? You remove bread of shame. The difficulty of learning to share, you earn the lights in the world that is coming. The negative system said to Eve, her, that God had eaten from this tree, the tree of knowledge, good and evil, and created the world. Meaning he looked at that matter in the form of the end of an act, as is the preliminary thought. And for this reason, he had created the world. As we have seen above, the whole matter of the first Tzimtzum was only for man, destined to equalize the form of reception to bestowal. The whole purpose of the physical world is for man to learn to share, which removes bread of shame. It said to her, excuse me, I read that paragraph. This was the truth. How could the Satan tell Eve the truth? It had to tell her the truth. Even if it was telling a lie at the same time, it was clothing the lie so she wouldn't see its truth. This is the way the negative system works. This is the way what's happening in the Mitzrayim of the modern age known as America. This is what's happening. But people are not prepared for it. People haven't been trained to look for it. And that requires the study of Kabbalah. So this was the truth, which is why it succeeded. And the woman believed it when she prepared herself to receive it and enjoy solely in order to bestow. You find that at any rate, evil vanished from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and the tree of knowledge of good remained. What is the tree of knowledge of good? But you've never heard that term by itself. The tree of knowledge of good is the tree of life. And you begin to get a sense of now why it's not two trees but one, with before and after the cleansing. This is because the evil there is only the disparity of form of reception for self, which was imprinted in him. yet with reception, in order to bestow, he is brought to his complete perfection. And thus you find that she has made the great unification, as it should be at the end of the act. However, that sublime Kedusha was still untimely. She was only fit to endure it in the first eating, but not in the second eating. Substitute bite for eating. Chava was able to endure the pleasure that she got from eating of the tree of knowledge, good and evil. She was able to experience that pleasure, but now she didn't have the vessel to experience it. She was supposed to say no and stop after that first bite. But who can say no to pleasures of that caliber? And that's why she took the second bite. Continuing to read, I will explain to you that one who abstains himself from pleasure before one has tasted and grown accustomed is not like one who abstains from pleasure after having tasted and become connected to it. The first can certainly abstain once and for all, but the other must exert to retire from one's craving bit by bit until the matter is completed. You first must experience pleasure in order to be able to find it difficult to say no, no more. If you don't feel that pleasure, if you don't taste the pleasure first, then there is no effort in saying no. And the result of no effort in saying no is there's no removal of bread of shame. However, the sublime Kedusha was still untimely. She was only fit to endure it in the first eating, but not the second. I guess I've read this paragraph, so let's continue in the next. So it is here, since the woman had not yet tasted from the tree of knowledge and was completely in sharing and bestowal, for this reason, it was easy for her to perform the first eating in order to bestow contentment upon the Creator in absolute Kedusha. However, after she had tasted it, a great desire and coveting for the tree of knowledge was made in her until she could not retire from her craving, since matters had gone out of her control. I hope that paragraph is clear. This is why our sages said that she ate prematurely, meaning before it was ripe, before they acquired, Adam and Chava acquired the strength and power to rule over their desire. It is similar to what the sages said in Mashchevet Yevamot, I have eaten and I shall eat more. This means that even when he had explicitly heard that the Creator was in wrath with him, he still could not retire from it, since the lust had already been connected to him. You find that the first eating was on the side of the Kedusha, and the second eating was in great filth. Now we can understand the severity of the punishment of the tree of knowledge, for which all people are put to death. This death extends from eating it, as the Creator had warned him, in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. The thing is that the godly form of reception extends into his limbs from the vacant space, and from the tzimtzum onward, it is no longer possible for it to be under the same roof with the Or Elyon, the upper light. Hence that external breath, that eternal breath of life, expressed in the verse, and breathe into his nostrils the breath of life, had to leave there and depend on the slice of bread for its transient subsistence. This life is not an eternal life as before. When it was for himself, it is rather similar to a sweat of life, a life that has been divided into tiny drops, where each drop is a fragment of his previous life. And this is the meaning of the sparks of souls that were spread throughout his progeny. Thus, in all his progeny, all the people in the world, in all the generations, through the last generation, which concludes the purpose of creation, are one long chain. If this paragraph is not clear, please ask me about it. It follows that the acts of the Creator did not change at all by the sin of the tree of knowledge. Rather, this light of life that came at once in Adam, HaRishon, extended and stretched into a long chain, revolving on the wheel of transformation of form until the end of correction. There is no cessation for a moment, since the actions of the Creator must be alive and enduring. Sanctity is raised, not lowered. As is the case of man, so is the case with the creatures in the world, because they all descended from an eternal and general form on the wheel of transformation of form, as did man. Both man and the world have an inner value and an outer value. The external always ascends and descends according to the internal, and this is the meaning of, in the sweat of thy face, shalt thou eat bread. Instead of the previous breath of life that the Creator had breathed in his nostrils, there is now a sweat of life in his nostrils. That's the end of section 18. Does anybody have any questions? I'm going to stop the class here because section 19, we would exceed our time limit. Yes, Martha.
I have a question. Are we talking about that Adam and Eve did not have the vessel? Are we talking about their sexual encounter, their first sexual encounter? Is that what eat means? And their vessel couldn't handle it because they were babies, although they had a 20-year-old body. They didn't know what to do with it, and it became lust after that.
Well,
is that what we're talking about?
You asked a good question. Is what is being talked about is the sin of Adam and Hawa? And that sin is a metaphorical sin of eating. Does eating refer to sex? Maybe. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. Maybe it refers to sex, but also to the idea of ingesting selfishness. Maybe it refers to not sex per se, but to creativity. Maybe it refers to not being appreciative. The original sin of Adam and Hawa has 70 explanations. So if you've been taught, like most of us, that the sin of Adam and Chava is sex, and that's a metaphor that works for you, then stay with it. But if it's a desire to receive the metaphor, if it's the idea of injecting selfishness, then modify your metaphor. Or if you are really looking for truth, recognize there are many different ways to understand this metaphor of eating. Any other questions? The physical sin is eating from the tree of, the physical sin is eating the fruit of the tree of knowledge, good and evil. Another word for that tree is the tree of death. But the Torah doesn't call it the tree of death. It calls it something else. And I do realize that what we are talking about here is very uncomfortable because it goes against the way we were all brought up, whether we come from a Christian background, a Muslim background, a Hindu background, or a Jewish background, because we are brought up in religions that don't recognize the truth that there are 70 explanations. They're looking for an answer, a right or a wrong answer. But there is no right or wrong. Everything is relative. And that's what Rabbi Ashlag brings here. That's what his English translation loses here. And we have to strive to keep remembering that we are talking about relative consequences.
Oh, I have a comment.
Go ahead, Jasmine.
One of the many, many explanations or conclusions I have won that this was like a trick when you eat chips, you just cannot eat one. It's
right.
Very difficult.
I've heard before. You're absolutely right. Potato chips, there's a whole advertising campaign around the idea that you cannot eat one Lay's potato chip. And this is what Rabbi Ashlag is explaining, that Chava was not equipped to deal with the pleasure that she felt when she ate from the fruit of the tree of knowledge, good and evil. And we have the same idea. You eat one potato chip, put the bag away, walk away. It's very difficult. Take 10 potato chips, take 100 potato chips. All of a sudden, your belly hurts. All of a sudden, you feel miserable. All of a sudden, that pleasure isn't there anymore. So what do you do? This is the question that Rabbi is attempting to answer and explain to us.
I always thought it was just disobedient.
You thought it was
based on. Hmm?
You thought it was a metaphor for sex, right?
Well, first I thought it was just disobedient, not following Hashem's word, you know, and that they didn't, whatever the meaning is or whatever explanation it is, that they were supposed to wait until the Sabbath before they, whatever instructions
before
it was for them to follow.
Knowledge good and evil. That's correct. They were supposed to wait. Because with the energy of the Sabbath flowing into their bodies, they would have the strength to say no to the second bite. If you've ever experienced the Sabbath in a completed, more complete way, where you don't break the Sabbath with an electricity somewhere, or driving somewhere, or working on the computer somewhere. If you've had a complete Sabbath, your ability to say no to a potato chip is legendary. No problem, I'll have one and walk away from the others. Because you have the strength of that energy that initially we're told we didn't have, but with the light of Shabbat we do have. But if we don't wait till Shabbat, the problem begins on a different level, on the level of Adam. Any other thoughts or questions, comments? I remind you tomorrow. Go ahead.
Well, I've always thought that when Satan said what he did, that he was actually speaking Lashon Hara against Hashem. Against the Creator. And so another way, I guess, of looking at that is the eating of it would be you participating in the Lashon Hara too.
That is correct. The Satan was speaking Lashon Hara. Was it against the Creator? Or was it Lashon Hara, the essence of Lashon Hara? You have to go back to the Hebrew words in the Bereshit to really learn that truth.
Mm-hmm. And in this incident, the reason that we don't eat the fruit of the tree if it's not past 3 years old and then tithed until the fifth year, that we eat the fruit of the tree because it's not considered to be ripe. It's not. And the tikkun for this sin, you want to call it a sin.
We are exercising restraint. And that restraint is correcting the eating of the fruit of the tree of knowledge, good and evil. So we do not eat the first 3 years fruits of a tree that we plant. And the fourth year, we must give that fruit to the Kohanim because only they have the ability to handle the energy. Now, all of this is anathema to the equality teachings of America. Here you have two physical human beings. One's got a higher tolerance for energy than the other. That can't be according to America. But according to Judaism, according to the Kabbalah, that's the essence. That's the reason.
No one really knows what the original sin truly was.
Yes, they do.
Okay. Who does?
People who meditate, people who make connection to these spiritual levels, they know. They go into what is in the New Age called the Akasha Records. And they go and they see the exact action, whatever it was. And some of them bring that statement, what they've imaged, they bring it down into our world. The Zohar is something that does that. Rabbi Ashlag is doing it in this particular sefer.
Well, his description and what I'm hearing, what I'm hearing now, this teaching, is that it's about their a woman and man's relationship. I don't know why I go there, but I do. This is what I was hearing.
There's nothing wrong with you that you going into that. The issue is. Is that the only thing, or is there other things as well that you need to go into to get a fuller perspective on what took place? And I think when you think about that, you'll find the answer to be true.
Didn't we learn
Somebody speaks and that's okay.
Okay. you can't raise your hand.
No, not until we change the system that I'm experimenting with. So now when you'll be able to raise your hand.
Okay, not at 9 o'clock at night. You don't want to see each other. Okay. We were glad when you went to teleconference from Ubu, not Voodoo, but Ubu. Oh, now I'm forgetting what I was going to say. Oh, well, because it wasn't important.
It'll come back to you.
Yeah, okay.
While you're thinking of it, I will just say what I was going to say is that at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, we're going to be reading the mana paragraph, the parasha of the mana, and then we'll study Psalm 17, which is where we have gotten to so far in our studies. So. A big shalom to all, unless there are other questions. Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Speak to you soon.